From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
VOI listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, who will accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we present some information starting from news, diplomatic corner, and so forth. We will also play some songs. Now let's begin with news, so stay with us only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz.
Here's Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Over 500,000 people visit Monas during the New Year's Eve 2024. Investment in Indonesia forestry in 2023 reached $331 million. And Dalat recognized as UNESCO Creative Music City. And now the news in details. The first news. Over 500,000 visitors from home and abroad celebrated New Year's Eve 2024 in the National Monument, Monas, in central Jakarta until midnight local time. As reported by Antara on Monday, the head of the regional management unit of the National Monument, Muhammad Isa Sarnuri, said that most visitors are domestic tourists. Some foreign tourists come from countries such as China, the UK, and the Netherlands. Hundreds of thousands of visitors also watch fireworks to symbolize the year change to 2024. Meanwhile, the Indonesian National Police and Indonesian National Military conveyed that in general security activities leading up to the new year were running smoothly. Metropolitan Regional Police of Greater Jakarta on Sunday recorded that there were at least 984 gathering points on New Year's Eve in the Greater Jakarta area. More than 129,000 joint personnel from the military, police, and other elements are deployed to secure the New Year's Eve in the region. The second news. The Indonesian Ministry of Environment and Forestry recorded growth figures for investment in the forestry sector reaching $331 million throughout 2023. Acting Director General of Sustainable Forest Management at the Ministry, Agus Julianto, told in a statement in Jakarta on Sunday, as reported by Antara, investment in the forestry sector grew to about 309% of the upstream sector investment target of only $107 million. According to Agus, this achievement is a result of good forestry governance, one of which is through the information system so that the bureaucracy becomes transparent and accountable to prevent high cost. The third news. The Indonesian Ministry of Health ensures that COVID-19 vaccination will remain free for vulnerable community groups starting on Monday. Director General of Disease Prevention and Control of the Indonesian Ministry of Health, Maxi Rein Rondonu, announced in Jakarta on Sunday, as reported by Antara. Maxi explained that two groups were targeted for the COVID-19 immunization program. The first were the one who had never received the COVID-19 vaccine at all, while the second are those who had received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. Both are specifically for elderly people with comorbidities, adults with comorbidities, and health workers working on the front line. Besides that, the program also targets group of pregnant women, adolescents age 12 and over, and other age group with immunocompromised condition or people who experience moderate to severe immune system disorders. The fourth news. Deputy Chairman of the Inter-Parliamentary Cooperation Agency at the Indonesian House of Representatives, Ahmad Hafiz Tohir, said that the world, especially ASEAN countries, must take concrete action on that Myanmar issues related to the Rohingya ethnic group. In his official statement, as quoted by Antara on Sunday, Ahmad said that Myanmar could be isolated from various world forums, undergo arms and economic embargo, have their passports and visas frozen, and have their perpetrators of genocide brought to the International Court of Justice to be tried. The fifth news. Queen Margrethe of Denmark announced during her traditional New Year's Eve televised address Sunday that she would abdicate on January 14th. As reported by AFP, she will be making way for her son, Crown Prince Frederick. Citing her age and health issues, she made the announcement during her traditional New Year's Eve speech broadcast on Danish television, saying that in 2 weeks she has been Queen of Denmark for 52 years. She added that length of time would take its time on anyone. She added, saying that one cannot undertake as much as one managed in the past. The sixth news. Iran's embassy in Spain said Sunday that it had released the last Spanish national detained in the country, a tourist who was arrested shortly after he entered the country in October 2022. As reported by AFP, the Iranian embassy in Spain posted on social media that the embassy of the Islamic Republic of Iran pleased to announce the release of Santiago Sanchez Cogedor, the only Spanish citizen detained in Iran. The embassy added that his release comes amid friendly and historic relation between the two countries and in accordance with the law. The royal house of King Felipe VI celebrated Sanchez Cogedor's return to Spain for the new year in a post on social media. And the final news. A ceremony was held on Saturday at Lam Phin Square in the Vietnamese province of Lam Dong province to celebrate 130 years of Dalat City's establishment and development and received the title of UNESCO Creative Music City. The celebration aimed to inspire the pride of a heroic city, a flower festival of Vietnam, review the history of the city's formation and development, and raise the desire to turn Dalat into a prosperous and beautiful city. Vietnam's Deputy Prime Minister Le Minh Khai asked the city to continue promote its title Vietnam Flower Festival City and make the most of potential and advantages to develop high-quality tourism, develop high-tech agriculture in a green, sustainable, and environmentally friendly direction, and uphold its role in the UNESCO's network of creative cities. And that was Newsline.
Thank you.
The editorial team of Voice of Indonesia wishes you a Happy New Year 2024. 2023 that we just left behind was full of turning points and stagnating developments, a year where the world was struggling against challenges that pushed millions into poverty, hunger, and danger. While prolonged conflicts were still ongoing, the next new ones broke. They took lots of life, destroyed houses, and caused many to flee. The 2023 also marked parts of big cities initiated by the United Nations in 2015, namely Sustainable Development Goals, Paris Agreement, and Addis Ababa Action Agenda on Development Funding to evaluate global development and make new investment for every development. The UN in 2023 gathered stakeholders, including the Voices to reform international financial institution and proposed the Bridgetown Initiative, an action plan to reform the global financial system so the world could respond to current and future crises better. Fossil fuels is the biggest issue in the COP28 Dubai. For the first time, participating countries agreed on the need for transition from fossil fuel to eco-friendly energy. Meanwhile, the world kept experiencing drastic demographic changes. 2023 marked one whole year for planet Earth to house 8 billion people, and there are more youth right now than ever in history. Some 80% of the youth in the future will be Africa and Asia. Therefore, the countries in the region need to prepare policies to face the challenge properly. The younger generation faces some challenges in education, health, and employment. Indonesia has begun tasting the demographic bonus, where the productive age surpasses the non-productive one in 2015, and the peak is predicted to happen in 2030. By using the bonus optimally, Indonesia may reach 2045. During the nation's 100th anniversary as the Year of Golden Indonesia, ahead of being one century old, Indonesian development would focus on four development pillars, namely manpower development and science and technology mastery, sustainable economic development, equal development and national resilience, and governance stabilization. We wish 2024 will open the path to a hopeful future of a better situation, and Happy New Year! We begin today in history with the event on 1st of January 1984 when Brunei Darussalam gained its independence from Britain. On January 1st, 1984, Brunei Darussalam obtained its independence from the Great Britain or from British colonialism. Since decades before, the system of government implemented by this country was a kingdom, but its administration was under Britain. Brunei Darussalam, which became independent at the turn of the year, actually banned New Year's celebration because it was contrary to Islamic law in force in the country. Brunei Darussalam is a sovereign country in Southeast Asia, which is located on the north coast of the island of Kalimantan. This country has an area of 5,765 km², which occupies the island of Kalimantan with the entire coastline border the South China Sea. Its territory separated from the state Sarawak, Malaysia. We move to the next event in 1995, when the World Trade Organization was founded. On January 1, 1995, the World Trade Organization was founded. WTO is an organization that encourages trade efforts between countries to become more open. The WTO plays an important role in encouraging world trade freedom by minimizing trade barriers. Quoting the book International Trade Cooperation Opportunities and Challenges for Indonesia, published by Bank Indonesia, the aim of establishing WTO is to encourage trade flows between countries, reduce traffics and barriers in international trade, prevent acts of discrimination in international trade relations, build a healthy economic scheme for member countries, and regulate international trade through regulation made. The WTO has five principles, namely non-discrimination, reciprocity, binding and enforceable commitment, transparency, and safety valve. And we end the event in 2001 about Global Family Day declared. The commemoration of Global Family Day was established on January 1, 2001, by the General Assembly of the United Nations. According to the Days of the Year website, World Family Day developed through the efforts toward the world peace towards the end of the 20th century. In 1997, the UN General Assembly began making plans aimed at launching an international decade for a culture of peace and nonviolence for the world's children. In an effort to promote this goal, Linda Grover, a peace activist from the United States, promoted it through the launch of a book entitled One Day in Peace, January 1, 2000. This book revolves around the concept of a day in the future when there will only be peace and no more war. In its development, all UN members countries were invited to officially dedicate January 1, 2000 in the context of efforts to build world peace. And that's Today in History.
Angkasa tanpa pesan merengku semakin dalam, berselimut debu waktu ku menanti.
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is on resilient national industry to face global impact. Indonesian Ministry of Industry in its report stated that the growth of Indonesia's non-oil and gas industry since 2021 continued to increase until 2023. In the first quarter of 2023, the growth of the non-oil and non-processing industry was 4.67%. In the third quarter, it increased to 5.02%, which exceeded national economic growth. Minister of Industry Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita at the 2023 end-of-year media gathering in Denpasar, Bali on Thursday said that this performance proves that Indonesia continues and is able to maintain industrial conditions so that they continue to grow positively amidst the current turmoil and challenges in addressing global impacts. Throughout 2023, Indonesia can do better than neighboring countries and other advanced industrial countries. The Minister of Industry highlighted that Indonesia is not experiencing a condition of deindustrialization. This is also proven by the contribution of the industrial sector, which is still the highest among other economic sectors. The contribution of the non-oil and non-gas processing industry to gross domestic product GDP in the third quarter of 2023 was 16.83%. Another indication is shown by non-oil and non-gas processing industry export, which continue to increase, even in the midst of unstable world economic conditions. The value of industrial exports in January until November 2023 reached over $171 billion, or contributed more than 72% of total national exports. According to the minister, these various positive performances are in line with the value of the Industrial Confidence Index throughout 2023. Since the launch in November 2022 until now, the value of the Industrial Confidence Index has fluctuated but remains in an expansive position and is at 51.32 in December 2023. He is optimistic about the performance of the non-oil and non-gas industry in 2024. He said that the contribution of non-oil non-gas processing industry in 2023 was almost 17%, and the target in 2024 is to reach 17.90%. Meanwhile, the export value of the non-oil and gas processing industry is estimated to be higher than in 2023, targeted to reach $193.4 billion. To achieve these targets, the Minister of Industry stated that his ministry is ready to roll out several priority programs in 2024. These include in continuing the downstreaming of natural resources in three sectors, namely agro-based industry, mining and mineral-based industry, and oil and gas and coal-based industry. That was My Indonesia Today.
Kau cobalah buka hatimu. jangan kau lari,
jangan sembunyi,
jangan sembunyi.
Kau butuh,
kau butuh aku.
You're still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Now we present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Dear listeners, Indonesian Wonder for today's editions come with the title Badendang Rotan Traditions from Maluku. Listeners, the Badendang Rotan Traditions is one of the New Year traditions in Maluku. This cultural event is a celebration of cultural heritage that takes place regularly every year. The Badendang Rotan Traditions is the result of combining two series of events, namely the Badendang Traditions and the Hela Rotan Traditions. Even though it is held with the characteristics of each region, the Badendang tradition itself is an annual event held to welcome several major holidays in the country, such as New Year celebration, Christmas, cleaning the country celebrations, and many more. The Badendang tradition event is one of the biggest events held by the local community. Therefore, the entire populations must participate in the series of events. The Badendang tradition is a traditional Maluku singing and dancing traditions with family and relatives. This tradition is held to welcome the arrival of the new year and takes place every January 1st. Unlike most new year traditions, which are festive with colorful fireworks, Badendang Rotan is an activity that highlights cooperation between local communities. At the same time, strengthening the value of solidarity between citizens. Starting from preparing the event to the team taking part in this activity, As the name suggests, Badendang at this event, music is one of the dominating elements. Visitors will be treated to typical Maluku singing and dancing. The music produced by the Tiva is one of the things that warms the atmosphere. Starting the procession in the afternoon, the procession begins with traditional elders announce to the community that this event will start. After that, everyone from adult to children gathered. Meanwhile, the Hala Rotan tradition is a competition that is similar to tug of war in general. It's just that this Maluku style tug of war is different from the others. This is because the basic materials of the rope is made from woven rattan and also has a length of up to 10 of meters. Another difference lies in the rhythm of the Tiva musical instrument that accompanies the match. The songs with rhythm lyrics that are sung are not haphazard and have always been heard from generations to generations. That was Indonesian Wonder.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Teleponku membuatku tersenyum di pagi hari. Kau bercerita semalam kita bertemu dalam mimpi. Entah mengapa aku merasakan hadirmu di sini. Tawa candamu menghibur saatku sendiri. Aku di sini dan kau di sana, hanya berjumpa via suara. Namun ku selalu menunggu saat kita akan berjumpa. Meski kau kini jauh di sana, kita memandang langit yang sama. Jauh di mata namun dekat di hati. Dering teleponku membuatku tersenyum di pagi hari. Tawa candamu menghibur saat sendiri. Oh, aku di sini dan kau di sana, hanya berjumpa via suara. Namun ku selalu menunggu saat kita akan berjumpa. Meski kau kini jauh di sana, kita memandang langit sama. Jauh di mata namun dekat di hati.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. The next segment is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's Music Corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Monday Monday by Jessica Agnes featuring Keroncong Tugu. The song, which was released on March 22, 2022, was composed by Milton A. Michels and popularized by Keroncong Tugu Orchestra. The song tells about the afternoon atmosphere at the beginning of the new year, where people are still in a happy mood. That afternoon, both young and old still gather in Kampung Tugu, North Jakarta. They not only gather, but also involve in a game with a penalty of being hit with powder on the face for the player who lost. However, there is no hostility because the game is wrapped in sincerity and mutual forgiveness. Here is Jessica Agnes featuring Keroncong Tugu with the song Monday Monday.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Wherever you are, that's our programs on the English program from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any comments, suggestion, criticism, any feedback for Voice of Indonesia, just drop us a line through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram at VOI_official. Don't forget to follow us on TikTok at VOI_official and YouTube channel VOI Official. I'm Rahma signing out. I'll see you in the next interesting edition of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.